August 27th. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. Today's scripture readings come from the following four passages. Job chapter 23 verse 1 through chapter 27 verse 23. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12 through chapter 2 verse 11. Psalm 41 verses 1 through 13. And Proverbs chapter 22 verses 5 and 6. Job's lament continues. He is alone and without comfort in his utter devastation and desolation. He is seeking God in order to gain deliverance, but the silence he gets in return is shattering. And yet, Job is not entirely without hope. If anything, that is the one thing that he does have, hope. Job says in the most hopeful tone, referring to God, in verse 10, he says, "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread." But no matter how dejected Job might be over his circumstances, he cannot bring himself to cursing God. He says in verse 2, "As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty who has made my life bitter, as long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not say anything wicked, and my tongue will not utter lies. I will never admit you are in the right. Till I die, I will not deny my integrity. I will maintain my innocence and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live." Turning now to our reading in the second book of Corinthians by Paul, we find Paul addressing the church in Corinth and advising them of some change in his travel plans. He takes care not to cause any offense and says in verse 21, "Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come." Next, we read our psalm for the day and find that David the psalmist, very much like Job, is describing his weak plight. And yet, he has confidence that God will eventually listen to him. He says this in verse 1, "Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness." And finally, one of the well-known verses from the book of Proverbs, which is timeless in its wisdom. Verse 6 states, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." May God bless the reading and reflection of His word.